Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Everybody, yes, it is Silly Underdog Picks time, hour number three, Darren, Donick, and Chase. We're excited. Our show presented by Curation CBD, Curation CBD products curated for life. Darren McFarland, that's me. Chase McCabe, that's him, forever
that's
a cowboy.
Me.
He'll be watching intently tonight in Tampa. Will he pick the Cowboys? I don't know. We're about to find out. Let's bring in the former quarterback. Always fun with him. MTSU legend, NFL legend. He spent the Hall of Fame night in Canton hobnobbing with the biggest names in the NFL. He is the one and only Kelly Holcomb. Kelly, how you doing?
I'm great, fellas. How you guys doing?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for asking.
Yeah,
Here we go.
You were doing good. Figured you were doing good.
Thank you for asking.
Let's just be honest. There's been a little pep in the step since day one. I mean, we had Monday. It was Labor Day. You know, we were just kind of cruising along. But there was still a little extra pep in Darren's step. And then since then, it's just even been crescendoing to this moment to be able to say.
Big word.
2-0. Everybody, we're 2-0. Like, he's been just enthusiastically banging away. Hey, we got underdogs going. Hey, everybody, underdogs. It's happening.
You know what? He's been that way ever since Saturday.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
I got a question. I got
there,
a question for Coach Kelly.
There may have been a GIF text or two, maybe.
Just a few.
I figured you would talk more trash. You didn't talk much trash.
You know, it's early.
I know it's early. I just figured you would talk a little trash. I mean, hey, we deserved it.
Yeah. I don't want to have you guys throwing up after week one. So, and then, I have a big target on my back. So I just kept it at a minimum.
Take the victory lap. That's fine. That's okay. But Coach Kelly, offensive coordinator, putting up some points, man. Looking good through three games.
Well, it's a little bit deceiving because our defense is putting up a lot of points as well. I mean, they had three defensive touchdowns the last game. So our defense is outrageously good. I mean, they're really good. And, we've had some holes we had to fill on offense. I mean, we've got four new starting offensive linemen. And, with all this COVID stuff that's going on, I mean, guys have had to sit out. And, it's just kind of crazy. We're in a different era now, man. And the offensive line is just yet to gel. I mean, we just, keep having to move guys in and out. And I don't know, man. We have seven new starters on offense, so that's kind of tough to feel. But our defense is really, really, really good. So, it's kind of deceiving. But, yeah, we have put up some points. I mean, the first two games, they put up shutouts. So it was 37-0. I think he gets Franklin at 35-0. He gets Rossview, and then last week against Blackman, they're held at offense. Our defense was prepared and they were ready.
Love it.
All right, we'll find out if Kelly's offense and Silly Underdogs can get things going this week. Let's bring in forever Titan wide receiver Chris Sanders, who also had a big Easter egg last week. Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. You want to talk to Dwayne or you want to talk to Chris? Who you want to talk to first?
Well, I don't know. It sounds like we've got a little bit of Dwayne seeping through right now.
Absolutely. Dwayne is fierce.
The alter ego.
That Wyoming game. I was sick to my stomach, man.
That was pretty gross. I got to be honest.
But the one thing I kept hearing in my mind was like, that was the stupidest pick. Because you said that last week.
I did. I literally said that.
I ringing in my ear, and I'm looking at the score like, we about to win. And then when they lost, I just wanted to jump off the roof, man. Like, I'm done.
Just so you know, I had I had already called my – I reached out to my phone provider to change my number.
Oh, I was calling.
If Montana State would have pulled that off, I was going to have a new number, which I haven't changed my number in about, 20 years, but I was going to change it.
Oh, I would have found you. I would have got the SWAT team, the Frogman, everybody. I would have got you.
You can't win!
All I know is I'm glad that nobody on this panel took La Tech, because that was gross.
That was gross.
It really, really was.
By the way, that was like what, 18? What was the spread?
It was 20. I mean, they covered.
Oh, well, yeah, covered. But I mean, I know, but what was it, like 18, 19, 20?
I think it was 20 and a half. 20 and a half, and they had a 20-point lead for a majority of the game and let Mississippi State come back and win by 1 point.
All in the fourth quarter.
It was gross.
Unreal.
It was gross. But, yes, I did, Chris. I'm not denying it. When you said Montana State, I said that's literally the dumbest pick that's ever been chosen on this.
But you said it like
in this
five
contest.
Times with disgust.
I was. Like, I was disgusted. And then it almost won.
Hey, if they would have won that game, Darren, I would have called and
I know
called
you would've.
And called and called. Exactly.
Oh, you think I'm kidding? No, I was going to change my number. I had a burner phone ready, okay?
You can just block him, Darren. I mean, it's real easy on the iPhone.
Can you?
Hey, I'm good to go. Dwayne's upset. We had to talk to Dr. Phil and Oprah, but Chris is doing pretty good, man. He's ready to roll. So let's go get it.
Have you watched Judge Judy already today? Or
she ain't looking cute these days, so I'm good.
Okay. Right. She's got a lot of money, though, I can tell you
She got a lot of money. We'll get married for like
loads
5 minutes,
of money.
And we'll get divorced, and I'll take half.
All right, Wisconsin would be very proud of this because we're now going to hear the cheesy commissioner theme song. Here's Willie Donig.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your commissioner speaking.
Yeah,
it's great to have
it's September
another tremendous season of silly underdogs.
12-10 is the time.
12-10 is the time. Not here on September 9th, 2021.
All right, wise guys. All right. We're trying to be professional here. Week 2 is underway.
We're not.
Brought to you by Volunteer Homes and Casket.
Why would you be? We're not.
You are. We're not.
Let's take a look at what happened online. Our first week of competition with the underdogs. We had a lot of great participation, and let's be honest. Every year, there's some people that forget to make their picks the first week or two. And so these people that jumped in, they got the early bird special. They have a jump on the competition. So let's first look at the most popular picks of the week. Any guesses as to what was the most popular?
Well, yeah, it was my picks, I'm sure. Virginia Tech and Penn State, two winning picks.
Well, you're half right. You're half right.
Okay.
The Penn State-Wisconsin game was by far the most popular pick of the week. 45% of the audience took the Nittany Lions, and that was a win. The next two most popular, 30% of the audience took Arizona over BYU, and that was an L. The Cougars got the win there. And then 21% took Oregon State in an attempt to upset Purdue, and it was a failed attempt. They did not win that one. The winner of the week prizes for week one is Shane Blythe from Smyrna, Darren's backyard. So, Darren, do you know Shane? Is he a neighbor of yours? Did he call you
picks.
For picks?
No, I did not.
Shane won the tiebreaker. It was a tight one, but Shane had a slight edge on the tiebreaker pick, which gave him the victory for week one. So keep playing every week. You can pick a total of three games, and you can do any combination now of college and pro with the pro picks on the docket this week. So keep that in mind, and we'll remind you how you do that. Just go to thegamenashville.com, and you'll get the info. Now, let's get to what happened last week in our first week of competition. Chase McCabe, having finished last year, had the first pick of the season. He went with the Ragin' Cajuns of Louisiana. 8-point dogs at Texas. Steve Sarkisian and his Longhorns were able to handle Louisiana 38-18. Louisiana had some good things going on. They hung in there. Maybe a little closer than the score indicated, yards-wise and stuff like that, but Texas wins by 20. So Chase, not off on the right foot.
Not so good. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Dwayne.
Darren, as he's referenced about 17 times during the show this week, is 2-0. And so he had his first pick. He took Virginia Tech, a 5.5-point dog, playing at home against North Carolina.
Easy.
17-10 win for the Hokies. A great start for them. They need a big season. They got a great fan base. Not a lot of success here recently. And so they picked off a team that a lot of people have high hopes for in the Tar Heels.
Led the whole game. Never trailed.
17-10. Some lower scoring
games.
They
led the whole game. Yeah, led the whole game. In control.
One of a number of games with, you know, had more of like a traditional score from back in the past.
Justin Fuente texted me at halftime. He said, don't worry about it. We got it.
We got this. Chris Sanders had the third pick in the first round. He selected the Temple Owls.
A game that was moved
Oof, because of the weather.
Gross.
14.5-point dogs at Rutgers. Now, when
lost
is the last time
80.
We saw Rutgers put up a 61 spot on anybody?
Thank you for encouraging.
That was a good one. They lost by 80.
61-14 was the final.
Okay.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Chris Sanders, feast or famine, he loves to take the big swings. That one came up with the whiff. Then the defending champion had two consecutive picks. Kelly Holcomb, one handily last year. First pick. Pick that made perfect sense. Boise State, 6.5-point dog at UCF. Two good programs, a lot of success over the years. A great game, back and forth, had a weather delay that pushed back the start. So it went deep into the night, especially if you were watching on Eastern time, which thankfully we were not. But UCF was able to pull it out, 36-31. So Kelly falls. So Kelly, just to teach everybody, no points for a cover. Sorry.
Yeah, thanks for that. UCF decided to have the biggest comeback in history of their freaking program. So, I mean, that was I thought I had that one in the bank. I was about to start texting folks. I had a friend say, why don't you start texting? It's over. And I'm like, yeah, I see how the game's going, man. It's not going well in our favor.
Yeah, Boise was up 14-0 in the game. It was really good. Ooh. Back and forth. But UCF pulls it out. Kelly then had the first pick in the second round. We went two college games last week. This week we'll go college and pro like we did last year. He went into the FCS, and we had to really dig to get the line on this game. Northern Arizona, an 11-point dog against Sam Houston State. And I believe that was the game that was on Facebook, correct? With the parents putting up the phones on the light poles so we could watch it on Facebook Live?
Yeah, I like that game on Facebook, so yeah.
Live stream.
Wow. Did you like it? Okay, you liked
it. I did. I liked
it. It's nice. It's nice to get likes. Nice to know people are noticing. Northern Arizona fell 42-16, though, so it was an unsuccessful pick for Kelly. So Kelly, 0-2 on the season.
Good job.
Are you sure I actually picked that game, or did I pick like Michigan State or something? Did I pick that game?
No, it was not a bad dream. We have this documented. We have it on tape.
We saw that you poked the Facebook page, so I mean that record is there. We know. You're invested.
Yeah, sorry.
The next pick was Chris Sanders. He too went into the FCS at least halfway.
I love that.
And we have referenced this game before. Montana State, an 18-point dog playing on the road at Wyoming. Montana State takes the lead with just over 2 minutes left in the game. They've got the lead as an 18-point dog at Wyoming.
Oh.
But the Cowboys come back and score with 51 seconds left and take the game 19-16. There were a bunch of two-point conversions that were missed. It could have gone either way. So Chris was very close to hitting one of his big home runs, which he's known for, but he came up just a buck short.
Yeah, but the crazy part about it is I was looking for the game on Facebook, and I looked on the Disney channel. It wasn't even on there.
It wasn't
the
on Disney
Plus?
It wasn't on Disney Plus.
Oh, man. That would have been a Disney type of ending if they'd
absolutely
have won that game.
Absolutely, yeah.
Wow. Okay, better luck this week, Chris. Then back to Darren, again, the man of the hour for week one. He went Penn State. We were all watching together. We had our fantasy football draft going on at Darren's house. Tight game. And, of course, this was classic Gus Johnson, hyping it up. Great, great atmosphere at Camp Randall Stadium. It's packed. It's 0-0 at the half. And Gus Johnson is still hyping it up. It's nothing-nothing at the half. The next big play might win it.
And, of course,
it's a barn burner.
It's a barn burner.
The hypest first downs of all time.
They had the live coverage of jump around at the end of the third quarter.
That was
Penn State did manage to get a couple of big plays. They jumped on top, and they held on. They got the big interception late to preserve the 16-10 victory. They missed an extra point. So, Darren, I know you were sweating because I saw you. Mm-hmm. You were on your couch where you are right now doing the show. As Wisconsin had a chance to go in for the winning score, where they would have kicked the extra point to win it instead of going to overtime because Penn State missed one. But James Franklin escapes, and Darren goes 2-0.
Well done. Congratulations.
Yeah.
It was a good game.
I noticed nobody wants to clap and really pat you on the back there, Darren.
By the way, the jump around is really cool. I will say
it is pretty good.
It is cool.
So Darren gets a total of 11 points with his two wins, and he's the only guy who scores because Chase fell in his second game as well. He tried to go short. Indiana, a good team, coming off a good year last year. They got smoked, though, at Iowa as a three-point dog, 34-6. It was all Hawkeyes in that one. Sorry, Chase.
Let's just keep it moving. Yeah, I'm good. Let's just keep it moving.
Come on, Pep. I need Pep. It's only week one.
I'm ready. I'm ready for, even though I don't love this board, but I'm ready.
It's kind of a board.
All right, when we come back, we will have week two. Darren has the first pick, followed by Chris. Then Kelly third. Chase will have the back-to-back, the final college pick, and then the first pro pick. And they will go in reverse order. This is the Silly Underdog Picks presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket. The picks are around the corner, but first we go to Chase.
Yes, we do. And speaking of picks, I mean, this is the perfect segue. As you make your picks for this college and pro weekend, you can sign up today at BetMGM and enjoy the thrill of victory on your very first bet. The King of Sportsbooks welcomes you to Showtime with the lock of the year, so pay attention. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on either Dallas or Tampa Bay. And if either team scores a touchdown tonight, you'll win $200 in free bets regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use the code 1025GAME200 when you make your first bet to take advantage of this offer. It's that easy. You can enjoy football like never before with BetMGM's live betting options, boosted odds specials, and daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Just download the app or go to BetMGM.com. Use the bonus code 1025GAME200 and win $200 in free bets if either Dallas or Tampa scores a touchdown. Winning is always special, but nothing beats the W at BetMGM. New customer offer, paid in free bets. You must be 21 years or older, must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for a full list of terms and conditions. For gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
Time for the picks, week number two. This week, one college, one pro for the second year in the competition, which dates back to the mid-1990s in this town. The underdog must win outright. Just something for all the new listeners to wrap your arms around. When you pick at thegamenashville.com, you're going to make three picks. But keep in mind, you're not just looking for the cover. You got to win outright to get any points. Week two, Darren McFarland has the first pick, followed by Chris Sanders, then Kelly Holcomb, then Chase McCabe. So let's start off with Darren, who starts the week 2-0.
Be a believer. Now, what happened? What happened to the Guardian version? This sounds like it's on vinyl.
Well, I mean, it's still
what is that version? Is that an 8-track version? What is that?
That was a reward for winning week one. I was going to go ahead and let you play the classic here.
Why would you mess with a winning streak?
Good question.
Maybe that was intentional. Maybe it's a reverse.
I didn't tell him to do that.
I thought, you know what? I think Darren earned the reverse name change after week one. You go 2 for 2, you get a little something special.
I had that version on vinyl. I don't remember giving it to you because I think you just played the vinyl version. Like that was
8-track.
Man, that was, or 8-track something.
See, the high quality one is lost somewhere. So I had to do a little digging.
Oh.
It had a little bit of character to it.
It's gone forever.
Very disappointed. It's gone forever. It goes 2-0 and he changes the song from last week that worked.
You're
wow.
done. You're not going to win any more games just because of that.
Well, you know what? With that being said, then I better start praying because I'm going with the Holy War, okay?
Ooh.
That's where I'm going. BYU, Utah.
Dang it.
See, guys, what I do is I pick games that are on television that you can watch. Like, you don't have to watch on your phone digging through some app. This game is actually going to be televised on ESPN Saturday night. And this is going to be perfect. Late night, 9:15 kickoff. Utah has won the last nine. It is time for that streak to come to an end. It really is. By the way, Kyle Whittingham, do you realize this is his 17th year as the Utes head coach? Hard to believe. But I'm taking BYU and the 7.
BYU is a 7-point dog playing at home against Utah. Both teams 1-0. Utah ranked 21st for the moment. Darren with details of the pick. He was prepared for that pick. And Darren, let the record show. Last year, so maybe Elijah's doing you a favor here because I don't think you switched the theme song at any point. You were in first place after a few weeks, at least through the third week. I'm looking at our records from last year. So let's not ride this. Let's not get overconfident here.
Did he win last year?
He did not.
Okay.
Oh, are you saying pump the brakes, a phrase that's never used
on
this show?
I did not use any particular
phrase. Well,
let's
pump the brakes, guys.
I've retired.
Just
that.
Pointing out
pump
that
the
there was a fast start last year, and it just didn't.
Let's no one get excited on the show. Ooh. So nervous starting off 2-0.
So the Cougars. The Cougars are on the board. That brings us to Chris Sanders.
Let's go.
Let's see if he's going for the fences again.
Absolutely. Yeah.
In 2016.
Yes, sir. Anastasia.
In 2016.
Here we go. It is time to get back on the winning streak. I was 0-2 last week. It's time to get on the nod. Here we go. I'm going with Buffalo over Nebraska.
Are you kidding me?
Okay. Have your phones ready.
No, I had it marked down.
Oh,
that's why
did
I'm
you?
Saying it. Yeah.
Great minds think alike. Now, look, you lost last year. So
see how this works, Chase, is when you pick first, the next week you pick last.
No, I understand that, but so. I didn't think.
So you got the first pick, and now you're going to get
last
pick.
I understand that. I thought Chris would go with, like, you know, NC Central over Marshall or, you know, Liberty Troy or something like that. You know,
I had him down for Cal Poly.
That was close.
Howard over Maryland.
And that's on the Community College Network, that game, that Cal Poly game.
The Buffalo Bulls.
Best of luck to Tom Brenneman on that.
Not to be confused with the Buffalo Bills, are a 14-point dog on the road in Lincoln, Nebraska, against the Cornhuskers on the Big Ten Network. Now, you talk about some pressure on Nebraska here. You got Scott Frost. He needs some W's. He cannot afford to slip here. But Buffalo going in there 1-0. Remember how good they were last year. Buffalo, they had the guy that ran for like 900 yards in one game and like 12 touchdowns.
Jarrett Patterson.
Is he back?
He is not back. He is playing for the football team in Washington.
Oh, okay. Did he make the team?
He did make the team as an undrafted free agent.
Okay.
Hey, we just pump out guys.
So we'll see what Buffalo's got up their sleeve here. All right, that brings us to Kelly Holcomb for his first pick.
Don't take my pick.
Why would Chris, he say that?
Chris, I wouldn't go great minds, man. You went 5-85 last year. I mean, let's be honest, dude. You're going to keep throwing at the dartboard, and one's going to hit. We get it. We know how you play now, but, like, great minds, let's don't play.
Yeah, 5-27. That's the official.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about, 5-27. Are we kidding, dude? Like, that's awful.
Okay, so I'm like Darren, like there's really no games this week, but I'm going to have to go with the academies. I'm going to say the Naval Academy beats the Air Force Academy. Mm. It'll be over in like an hour and 20 minutes. And I'm hoping they get over so I can go ahead and put that W up on the board.
That is one thing you can count on when Navy's playing.
Running clock.
Absolutely.
A quick
result. Running clock, baby.
Navy is a 6-point home dog taking on the Air Force Falcons. Navy 0-1, Air Force 1-0. Navy has fallen a little bit back
from the
solid streak they had for a long time.
Didn't they get whipped last week?
I agree. But, hey, it's at home. I like home dogs, you know. Hey, we'll see.
Okay.
Of course, back in the day when they had Nashvillian, Keenan Reynolds running the offense, they were very tough.
He picked that game is on CBS. So we've got ESPN, Big Ten Network, and CBS as our first three games. How about that?
We're moving up.
Funny guy. Darren, funny guy.
Wow. By the way, why is that game on CBS Saturday? Air Force Navy is the CBS game?
Loaded slate.
Service Academies, get them a spotlight.
Okay.
Air Force probably trying to clamor saying, hey, man, Army Navy's always spotlighted on CBS. Give us a little love. So this is their chance.
Sure.
All right. Defending champion will go with Navy. Chase McCabe will have the final college pick, and then he'll go back-to-back to start the pro picks.
All right. Let's do this. I was trying to narrow this down, and I'm going to ride in here with NIU. Had a huge upset last week over Georgia Tech.
Had it down.
They take on Wyoming this week as a dog. NIU, give me the 7.
Yep, definitely had that one marked.
I will take the Huskies.
The Huskies of NIU taking on Wyoming, who, as we just talked about, escaped last week against Montana State as an 18-point favorite. So now Wyoming goes on the road just outside of Chicago in DeKalb, Illinois. I have done a game there on the sideline. A Vanderbilt victory against Northern. Now, of course, the Huskies, they've had some good years over time here, especially recently. Didn't they have a year where they were, like, undefeated? Until, like, the last week.
It was, like, what, 2012?
Yeah, well, maybe. Was it that long ago?
It was a while ago. I think I was in high school.
All right. NIU with the 7. Okay. Home dog for Chase. That brings us now to the pro picks. Chase, you are up first.
All right. And Darren asked the question, am I going to do it? Jimmy, tell him what I'm going to do.
And the only thing else I got to say is, how about them Cowboys? Yeah!
Give me that 8.5. Let's go. Let's go. Let's get it done tonight. Come on.
Boy, that was easy.
That was easy.
Actually, I think it's up to 9.
9.
Is it 9 now?
It's 9.
We're going to give you the full 9. The Tampa Bay Bucs.
Even better.
The defending Super Bowl champions hosting the Cowboys in the opener of the season. So Chase is looking for pain. He thinks the Cowboys are going to pull the upset. Remember, the Cowboys do have to win the game outright. Chase, you know that, right?
I'm aware.
So you're picking against the Wyoming Cowboys and picking the Dallas Cowboys. Gotcha. All right, that brings us to Kelly Holcomb for his pro pick.
Okay, I am going to go down to Louisiana because of all the turmoil they've had in Green Bay this year. So I'm going to say that the New Orleans Saints beat the Green Bay Packers.
That game is played in Jacksonville.
Yes. Yeah, so keep going south. Go past Louisiana and go into Florida.
Just keep going. Yeah, all the way to
– keep going.
Yep.
That might be part of the reason why the line is what it is. But the Saints are a 4-point home dog, even though it is home in quotations, against the Green Bay Packers.
And that shows you how much I've kept up with the NFL. Like, is Jameis Winston starting for those guys?
He is.
You bet he is.
Yes.
Yes, he is.
So I hope he doesn't have the same problem that he had at the Tampa Bay Bucs, where he threw it to the other team more times than he threw it to his own.
That was just a little bit of a problem in his last year at Tampa Bay. Mm-hmm. 30 picks.
Terrible.
30 picks.
He had 30 picks.
Terrible.
All right, that brings us to Chris Sanders for his first pro pick of the season.
I am going to go with Detroit over San Francisco.
The Lions.
He's just diving right in there on the Lion train.
Let's go, baby.
The Lions.
Do you have
Sunday at noon.
Did you have two cups of coffee and a shot of espresso like Dan Campbell this morning? Like what?
Huh? I just drank a lot of A&W root beer.
Oh. same thing.
The Lions.
Exactly.
Interesting.
The Lions are a 7.5-point dog hosting the 49ers on Sunday. That brings us to Darren McFarland for his first pro pick.
Guys, I'm going to go with the first Monday Night Football game of the year so we can all sit back on ABC and watch the Raiders open up their new building to the fans and beat the Ravens.
Ah,
give me the Raiders plus 4.5.
Now, this is interesting. There's only one Monday night game this year, right?
Yep.
That's a little
no double dip.
They have been going with the double dip. The Raiders are a 4.5-point home dog playing at home in Vegas. The first game with fans, I guess, full tilt.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow.
It'll be an interesting atmosphere.
Beautiful stadium.
The Ravens.
Hope the credit card machine works, but it's good. It didn't when I was out there.
Oh, it didn't?
It went down.
They had problems in Vegas taking your money?
Oh, my God.
They did.
How could that be? Wow. All right. Let us recap. Week number two. Silly underdog picks presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket. Fight song music playing. Darren McFarland at 2-0. The only person to score in week one. He has 11 points. He's trying to add to it by going with BYU. He's going out to the state of Utah. BYU playing at home, a 7-point dog against the Utah Utes. Chris Sanders, looking to get on the board, goes to his bread and butter, the big swing, going deep. He'll go with the Buffalo Bulls, a 14-point dog on the road against the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Kelly Holcomb will go into the service academies and select the midshipmen of Navy, a 6-point home dog as they take on the Air Force Falcons.
And that is on CBS because of 9/11. They're doing a big thing for that.
Makes sense. Good. Yes, 9/11. Chase McCabe.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yes, but now we have the full picture. My theory about Air Force just needing some love. No, that was way off. Let's go to Chase McCabe. First of two picks. He selects in the college ranks the Huskies of Northern Illinois, playing as a 7-point home dog against the Wyoming Cowboys. Speaking of Cowboys, he goes with his beloved Dallas Cowboys as we move into the pro picks, a 9-point dog tonight in the opener against the defending champion Tampa Bay Bucks. Kelly Holcomb goes with the New Orleans Saints, a 4-point home dog playing down in Jacksonville because of the storm. They have been displaced, and they will take on Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. Chris Sanders, picking third, loves the big dogs in the NFL. He is going, why not, with the Lions, a 7.5-point dog playing at home in the opener at Ford Field against the 49ers. And then finally, Darren McFarland going out to Vegas, taking the Raiders, a 4.5-point dog. First game in their brand-new stadium with the full fans, and they will take on Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. Remember, you can play by going to thegamenashville.com. We've got prizes for you. Pick a total of three games, any combination of college and pro. Just look at the docket on there. Remember, your underdog must win outright. Those are our picks for week number two. Gentlemen, good luck.
Hell no!
Chris, who do you guys have Friday, tomorrow?
Actually, we have CPA.
CPA.
Ooh.
Ooh. That'll be a good, ooh, that will be
you
a
mean
good
Ingle
one.
Martin against the Big Red? Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be on, man. It's they got a great team, great coaching staff. We just got to go down there and play ball, man.
Wow. Kelly, what about you guys?
We got the Shelbyville Golden Eagles.
Shelbyville. All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right, guys. Okay. Good stuff.
Appreciate you guys.
Maybe they'll be walking. Who knows, Kelly? Who knows? Maybe they'll be walking. That was an attempt at a walking horse joke. That sucked. That was
swing
really
and a miss, Zach. That's
hey,
a swing and a miss.
Thank you. That was a swing and a miss. Guys, always a pleasure.
That wasn't great.
No, it wasn't. Wasn't my best stuff.
Awful.
Hey, you guys, good luck.
Give me your Joe card. Give me your Joe card. I want your Joe card right now.
That was so bad that even I admitted it before I even spit it out. It was so bad.
That doesn't even qualify as a dad joke.
No, it's just a bad joke.
That was just a bad joke.
It was awful. It was awful.
Take out the D, just put a B. That was a bad joke. Guys, good luck. We'll talk to you.
You get a yellow
weekend.
Card for that.
Oh, my gosh. That was so bad. We'll come back. And, wow, that was so bad. Bill Hillcrow. At 1 o'clock. We'll come back more DDC next. If you want to hear the Browns and the Chiefs on Sunday, that is our NFL game of the week. Coverage begins at 2:45, kickoff at 3:25 p.m. on Sunday. So if you're looking for a game to listen to on the radio after the Titans game, this is your place right here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Of course, that NFL game of the week brought to you by Red Spirits and Wine in Bellevue. Back here on Darren, Donick, and Chase. Good stuff there. Silly Underdogs, as always, our show is presented by Gratian CBD. Gratian CBD products curated for life. Sorry, not sorry, guys, for that one. But I don't even really know. I was just going to tell you I'll be back at 1. I'm going to take a, I'm gonna set a segment off.
I'm surprised. Penalty box. I'm kind of surprised you didn't do that. Yeah, that's a 10-minute misconduct.
I mean, I meant to send that to you. But honestly, I was – laughing during the break at like the stupidity of that joke, and so I still cracked myself up, but I still deserve a segment off. I really do. So I'll see you guys at 1.
yeah, you deserved a set after that. Oh, okay. No, he just turned the camera off. I think he's serious, Willie. I think he really is sitting up.
Okay,
so it's just us. There we go.
I'm thinking of Slapshot, you know, Feel Shame.
You feel shame.
You feel shame, and then you get free.
Yeah.
So
he has gone to the box.
Let's talk about what we have coming up here during the next hour. I believe we are going to, after we talk to Bill Hillgrove, the voice of both the Pittsburgh Panthers and the Pittsburgh Steelers, tremendous announcer, an institution in the Steel City. We will be talking to him at 1, and then I believe we're making our NFL picks, correct?
We are. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
So making secretly, those. That's what Darren's doing. He's absolutely preparing to make the picks.
Yeah, most likely. So we'll have that, and it'll be good to get Bill's view on both teams because a lot going on with both teams. I did see T.J. Watt did practice today, so he has practiced and looks like as predicted he'll be good to go for Sunday's matchup against Buffalo. So we can certainly get into that. But you know, as we were talking about earlier when we played or when we had Rashawn Evans on, I thought it was interesting, Willie, of his comment on Jim Schwartz.
Yeah, because we've all been curious about his role on the Titans.
Yeah, and I mean, he, you know, he was a little tongue-in-cheek about it. You know, he's sitting in a corner and he's taking notes and you don't know what necessarily what he's writing down. But, I mean, that does give you some clarity on maybe what exactly he's doing. It would appear right now, at least my takeaway from that, is, you know, he's observing and then he's advising. And he's a resource for Mike Vrabel. He's a resource for Shane Bowen, the other defensive coaches. He's a resource for the players just because of everything that he's accomplished in his career. And, you know, not necessarily now again, you know, he didn't go into great detail. We don't know exactly what he's doing in meetings, what he's saying in meetings. I would assume that there's something going on there, but,
well,
I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. Let's let people hear what Rashawn Evans said, because it's a funny answer. He's got some good details here, but then let's try to read into what this really means. This is Rashawn Evans. Chase asked him, what is Jim Schwartz's role? What have you seen from him since he's come over to consult the defense?
I mean, he's kind of like the he sits back in a corner. Like, you really don't really see him until you, like, kind of turn over and you see him. He's there by himself. He's writing some notes. I don't know what he's writing, but he's like a little evil genius over there.
He's lurking.
He's like a little evil genius. And so, you know, I peep him out. Don't bother him. But, you know, I see him, man. He dude puts in a lot of work, man. And, you know, to have a guy like that and be able to help us out as well, you know, it just does wonders, man. And, you know, I'm really, really, really excited for this first weekend to see, you know, what our defense, how far our defense has come up to now.
So the evil genius, Jim Schwartz, this is what I thought about Chase. And, of course, I have nothing to go on, just trying to read into the answer. I think Jim Schwartz is very conscious that he wants Shane Bowen to be the voice.
Right.
And so it makes perfect sense that you're observing, you're sitting back, you're not running the meeting. You're just absorbing everything that's happening in the meeting. And then there's a time and place to give your input, probably to the coaching staff, but it probably is something that, at least logically, from the standpoint of how do you deliver your message to the team? Who is the leader of the defense?
Right.
You don't want a lot of people with different voices, different times. You want Jim Schwartz to have his say behind the scenes.
Because I think they've had that.
Yes.
And that's been the problem.
That's a really good point. Is how many times did we hear the communication topic come up last year when we were talking about the defense? So, but I also think that Jim Schwartz is not a guy that, you know, when you hear the term consultant, which I think is still part of his title, it could mean a lot of things. There are people that consult from a different city. But Jim Schwartz, to me, is a guy that he is going to be all in. He is going to be spending time. You heard him say in there, he's, you know, he is pulling it all in. He is going to have an impact, I think, but he's going to do it in the right way.
Yeah. To me, it's twofold because it allows a couple of different things to happen. He's there as mainly a defensive coordinator, a defensive mind to help, you know, advise Shane Bowen, who is, you know, not been in that role title-wise. I know he was technically last year, but now it's truly him, and he talked about that and how much of a difference that is because they know where the, you know, who has the voice when it comes to the defensive side of the ball. So it allows Jim Schwartz to work with him, but then at the same time, it takes a little bit off of Vrabel to allow Vrabel to focus more on being the head coach. And even though, yes, he's going to be involved in the offensive and defensive meetings as the head coach, he can have a broader view of the team, knowing that he has two new coordinators that he has to work with. And so I think that kind of allows that. Plus, he can pick Jim's brain as a head coach too. So that's kind of how I look at it, is that, you know, even though Vrabel is very hands-on and he's going to be in meetings and talking to Shane Bowen and all of that, it gives them time to work together. And it's also a different voice, a different set of eyes on things, which is something that Mike Vrabel has said when he's been asked about it.
All themes to keep an eye on as the season unfolds. First test coming up on Sunday. The other thing that is another storyline that we've been following from the day that they made this decision, and I don't think it was hard to predict that the team did not pick up Rashawn Evans' fifth-year option. They did the same thing with Adoree Jackson. They did the same thing with Jack Conklin. They did the same thing with Corey Davis. So probably Rashawn Evans wasn't too surprised that this was the case. I enjoyed his candidness when we asked him about that situation. He knows that he has to focus on just having a great year. I heard Robbie say this on our morning show, Jason. I think he's probably right, that if Rashawn Evans has a great year, he's going to price himself out of the Titans' salary structure.
Right.
If he has a bad year, the Titans still probably aren't going to really want him back. So, you know, he's got to just embrace this year. I think that's the best mindset you can have, and I thought that's what we heard from Rashawn.
Yeah, no, I agree. And you got to be focused, as cliche as it sounds, you got to be focused on one game at a time. Right now he's focused on Arizona, and I think Rashawn's a good player. I think Rashawn knows that last year was a step back from the trajectory that he was on. a couple of years ago, and but you know it was a step back for the defense as a whole. So I think that he's focused. I think having Jayon Brown back in the middle with him and that chemistry that has been there is going to be a good thing. And you know, also working with another Jim and Jim Haslett now the second year is the inside linebackers coach. I think that is beneficial for him as well. So I look for Rashawn Evans to have a bounce back year, and then they'll cross that bridge when they get to it with the contract. I mean, they may find that even though he is going to outprice himself, so to speak, but they may realize that they don't have a choice to try and bring him back, especially if Jayon Brown does the same thing. I mean, it could be one or the other. You know, you can't afford both.
Yeah.
And then what do you have in David Long and Monty Rice?
These are all
the other thing.
Yeah, they've tried to set themselves up to where they have some options there. And now I've heard some interesting discussions in this preseason about the trends in football right now and how the linebacker position, where I mean, it's really hasn't been huge in terms of the priorities of where people are spending their money, but the importance of having guys who can stuff the run game and be able to cover people, it's hard to find. You know, a lot of money is invested in the pass rush, as you would think. It's got to be. And then the corners who can cover, that's where a lot of the money is invested. Less so for the safeties, but those linebackers, especially the inside guys, they have not been the priority in terms of, you know, where are you going to structure, where are you going to invest in your defense? But it might be coming back a little bit just because of the versatility of offenses and the way they go about it these days.
Yeah, no doubt about that. So an interesting discussion. Again, if you missed that interview, you can go to thegamenashville.com or make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. Just search for Darren, Donick, and Chase wherever you get your podcasts, and you'll get the full hours of the show and also interviews like Rashawn Evans. When we come back, we're going to talk to Bill Hargrove. He is the voice of not only the Pittsburgh Steelers but the Pitt Panthers, the next opponent for the Tennessee Volunteers as they play in Knoxville on Saturday. We will talk to him when we come back on Darren, Donick, and Chase on ESPN 1025 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.